Part 1. Elements of a Killing Machine. Chapter 1. Situational Awareness. 1. I was 18 kilometers above sea level when they caught me, she said. The droid measured her heart rate from across the room, 62 beats per minute, 7 above her baseline, and stored her voice print for post-session analysis. It performed a cursory optical scan and noted the scrapes on her lips and forehead, the sling supporting her right arm. She had begun to regain muscle mass, though she remained, the droid permitted itself a poetic flourish, frail.
You remember the precise altitude?
The droid asked. For this interaction, it had chosen a masculine voice, bass and hollow. The sound projected from a speaker on the underside of its spherical black chassis. I have an extremely good memory. The droid oriented the red lens of its photoreceptor, as if to stare.
So do I.
The woman met its gaze. The droid readjusted the lens. This is the story she told. 18 kilometers above the surface of the planet Necronus, Erica Quell fled for her life. The silt storm raged outside her starfighter, blue and yellow mud roiling against the faceted viewport. A burst of wind lifted the ship's portside wing, nearly sending her into a spin. She adjusted her repulsors with her gloved left hand, while the right urged a rattling lever into position. The ship leveled out, and the comforting howl of its twin ion engines rose to a screech as 6 million stony granules entered the exhaust. Quell winced as she bounced in her harness, listening to her vessel's agony. Emerald light shot past the viewport, incinerating ribbons of airborne mud. She increased her thrust and plunged deeper into the storm, ignoring the engine's scream. Her scanner showed 3 marks rapidly closing from behind, 2 fewer than she'd hoped for. She moved a hand to the comm, recalibrated her frequency, and called out 2 names.
Tonus? Barath?
When no one answered, she recalibrated again and tried.
This is TIE pilot Erica Quell to Necronus Ground Control.
But Tonus and Barath were surely dead, and the locals were jammed, out of range, or ardently inclined to ignore her. Another volley of emerald particle bolts sizzled past her ship. Quell maintained her vector. She was a fine defensive pilot, but only the storm could keep her alive now. She had to trust the wind and the blinding mud to throw off her enemy's aim. Her comm sounded at last.
Lieutenant Quell!
She leaned forward, straining at her harness, trying to peer through the storm as her teeth chattered and her hips knocked against her seat. A ribbon of blue silt streaked by, and she glimpsed, beyond it, a flash of white light, lightning ahead and 20 degrees to port.
Lieutenant Quell, please acknowledge.
She considered her options. She could head toward the lightning, toward the storm's center where the winds would be strongest. There she could try to locate an updraft, reduce her thrust, overcharge her repulsors, and let the draft and the repulsors' anti-gravity toss her ship high while her pursuers passed below. If she didn't black out, if she didn't become disoriented, she could dip back down and re-engage her enemy from behind, eliminating 1, maybe 2, before they realized where she'd gone.
You are hereby ordered to reduce speed, eject, and await pickup, detention, and court-martial.
She couldn't imagine that the man on the other end of the comm would fall for such a maneuver. More likely, she'd be shot down while she spun helplessly through the sky. Of course, she'd also be shot if she ejected. Major Soren Keyes was a good man, an admirable man, but she knew there would be no court-martial. She changed course toward the lightning and pitched her ship incrementally downward. Toward the ground, she reminded herself. Ground, like atmosphere and gravity, was a challenge she normally flew without. Another flash of emerald suggested her foes were getting closer, likely attempting to catch her in their crossfire. She let the wind guide her. She couldn't outfly Major Keyes, but she was at least as good as his squadron mates. She'd flown with Shauna, seen Tong's flight stats, and Quell deserved her fate if she couldn't match them both. She dived through a ribbon of yellow silt that left her momentarily blind, then reduced her repulsor output until the